The word epiphany means revelation. Revelation, you know, can come in many different ways. But I like to think of it this way. And I have a short and simple, you know, example of revelation in my life, an epiphany. Many of you know that I grew up in the northern part of this country. And up there, the winter days are long, cold, and dark. And that can create, you know, all kinds of feelings of, you know, dysphoria and depression. However, there were times, my brothers and sisters, when I would be walking across, whether it be, you know, in Massachusetts or New York State, and even most recently in the Ohio River Valley of Ohio, on a cold, dark, wintry day, and out of nowhere, sun would break the clouds, even just for 2 or 3 minutes. To me, that was epiphany, that was revelation, and that gave me hope that something good was going to come out of this. And eventually it does. Winter ends, spring begins, new life begins, green grass grows, flowers, you get the whole idea. Something beautiful happens. Well, in today's gospel, you know, according to Matthew, the Magi have an epiphany. Now, let's dissect this story a little bit, because tradition has added much to this story, because, you know, as soon as this story was revealed, for centuries, Christians have been seeking meaning in this story and have added things to it along the way. The word magi is an old Persian word. It means learned astronomer. And it was with time that these astronomers came to be known as kings. They were lifted up to royalty. Story also has it, there were three of them. And these three, you know, were to represent the known continents of that time, Europe, Asia, and Africa. And with time, they were given their names, Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. As we know, Jesus is inserted into humanity. And this is the fulfillment of, you know, of the God of the Old Testament, that he would send the word made flesh into the world, not only just to the Israelites, but to the entire world, to many nations. Thus, these, you know, three representatives of the known world at that time. They bring three gifts. They bring gold, which symbolizes the royal kingship of Christ. They bring frankincense, which is an aromatic substance, you know, and this points to his divinity. And they bring myrrh, which is a substance used to form embalming, you know, pointing, you know, to his eventual death and burial. And it is a story. And, you know, these three magi pay homage to him. Their hearts are touched. They are moved. An epiphany has been revealed to them. We don't know what happened afterward, but they left there and they returned to their ordinary lives, just as the same way I turned to my ordinary life when I had the epiphany of that sun, you know, up there. But we are left with the question, what are we to do with this? This is the fulfillment of what God had promised. The God hero, the wonder counselor, the Prince of Peace. What are we to do with this? Question this is, how are we going to let the Prince of Peace speak to our hearts every day? This is a beautiful story. This story, has inspired, artists to create beautiful paintings. And we have this beautiful manger set here. But the story does not end. And we are continuously ought to ask ourselves this question. How am I to allow Christ into my heart and allow God speak to me? We are individuals. We all have different values and different goals. And as a church, we are the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, we are called to respect the individuality of each person. We are not in a position of deciding what one's spirituality should be for another, or how one's life's decisions are to affect another person's salvation. We are to care for ourselves and to be able to do the best we can with what we have been given. In allowing the law of God to inform how we are to live and to be an example to others, to be brother and sister to all. Our daily lives are not dull. We have epiphanies every day. We have epiphanies when we pray. We have epiphanies when we encounter one another, particularly when we greet each other or run into someone who needs our help. This is how the Prince of Peace, the God hero, the Wonder Counselor speaks to us and how we are to act. The Word has come into the world as flesh and dwells among us. God has revealed His Son to us. And in turn, we are anointed by the Holy Spirit to make that a reality for others.